The owner of the Cunningham Building at 537 Main Street, Jim Tozier, is outraged by the acts of destruction, which ruined the Banksy painting on the side of his building and nearly destroyed the painting on the side of Java Cow at 402 Main Street. The two pieces of graffiti art were painted in January 2010 when the documentary, directed by Banksy, Exit Through the Gift Shop, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. Both Tozier and the owner of Java Cow, Ken Davis, each paid about $3,000 to build metal frames and tempered glass structures to protect the artwork on their buildings. A third painting done on a door at the Egyptian Theater was removed and stored for safekeeping. The vandal was able to shatter the glass on Tozier's frame, who then used dark brown spray paint to paint over the 3x4 piece depicting a small boy wearing a baseball hat on his knees with a pink halo and pink wings.
I am kind of outraged, both personally and because, you know, this is Park City, and there's a lot of things we have outside, whether they're painted mooses or whatever kind of art we've got. And I, therefore, along with Ken Davis of Cows, want to see that this criminal is caught and brought to justice. And so we're willing to offer a reward, and we've coordinated this with the police, of $1,000 for anyone who can provide any information leading to the arrest of this jerk.
If anyone wants to collect on the reward, they can do so by contacting the Park City Police anonymously at 435-615-5500. Tozier estimates the vandalism took place very early Tuesday morning.
It was probably early morning on the 31st. Someone reported going out late at night and having a cigarette in front of it, and it was okay. And then the first report of its vandalizing was one about 8 o'clock the next morning. Soon someone called the cops.
While the vandal was able to smash the glass at Tozier's building, not at the Java Cow, although the glass there is cracked, unfortunately, he says there's no evidence left at either of the scenes.
Someone said maybe someone shot it, but that's not the case. Someone just hammered it with something. But there was, in neither location, was there a club or a tool that was left there. Which would be nice because it would have had fingerprints.
When asked if Banksy could have destroyed his own work, Tozier said absolutely not.
One, he's not here. Two is he came to New York about a month ago and picked a different place every day to go and tag. There's been never a piece of his pattern that he's gone and destroyed any of his own art.
He estimates the painting on his building was valued at $50,000. Again, if you have any information about the vandalism, you can contact the Park City Police Department. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.